In attendance were organizations such as the Virginia Municipal League and the Virginia Education Association. Speakers expressed concerns about ensuring the public receives proper notice for hearings, conforming maps to the state and U.S. constitutions and the Voting Rights Act, and dividing districts to fairly represent minorities. One complained that lawmakers cannot be held accountable when their constituency is confined to one region. The commission's chair, Dr. Robert Holdsworth, was asked how the members will draw boundaries that fairly represent districts. He said not only have they begun to propose sample maps, but will get input through a statewide college competition.
They weren't maps that are necessarily be definitive or conclusive. So what our commission is doing is that we're just starting the process of looking at potential maps. And in fact, we'll have some students from William & Mary, I believe, who will be presenting their version of the maps too.
Upcoming hearings include a meeting in Roanoke Monday, Northern Virginia Tuesday, and Hampton Roads on March 21st. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.